West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, two Metro Atlanta men facing felony forgery charges in Carroll County are free from the Carroll County Jail after each met a $6,000 bond this week. The two men are accused by Carrollton police of passing off hundreds of dollars in fake $20 bills at a Carrollton business and being in possession of thousands of dollars in additional fake 20s. Carrollton police had approached the suspects in the parking lot outside the local business that reported the pair using fake money for two $200 purchases. Investigators said it was clear the papers were counterfeit because of coloring along with the texture and the security strip not being visible. Several counterfeit bills discovered later shared identical serial numbers. The men initially denied knowing that the 22 $20 bills they used for their purchase were fake, claiming they had just received the money for officiating some basketball games in Cartersville. A short time later, police say $300 of additional fake 20s were located in the parking lot near an area where the two suspects were allegedly seen walking. An additional $260 worth of counterfeit money was found in the possession of one of the suspects, and an officer reported locating an additional $2,500 worth of counterfeit $20 bills along with some ecstasy. The two men, both in their early 20s, faced charges of forgery and drug possession. As of Wednesday, police say they did not have reason to believe the pair attempted to spend the fake funds at any other local business. The cost per destination using Carroll County's transit service would remain at $3 for the next year if the Carroll County Board of Commissioners approve a new one-year contract with the Three Rivers Regional Transit System next Tuesday. The cost per trip for veterans would remain at $1. The current contract ends the last day of June. The Connecting Carroll service has been in operation since July of 2018, providing one-way or round-trip transportation for county residents to any location within the county. The cost has been $3 for one-way or $6 for a round trip, no matter the distance. The annual service agreement with Three Rivers from 2018 to 2022 required Carroll County to contribute $35,000. Since July of 2022, the county's portion for cost of operations has been $70,000 annually, and that is the county's cost for the coming fiscal year. Officials say the service is used primarily for medical appointments, employment, trips to the senior center, grocery shopping, and education. Statistics show that pre-COVID, the service was used just under 1,100 times per month. At the worst of the pandemic, there were about 200 trips per month. By November of 2021, the number of trips had risen back to the near pre-pandemic level. From November of 2023 to April of 2024, the service provided close to 8,600 trips. Van rides must be scheduled 24 hours in advance by calling 1-844-RSVP-VAN. Harrelson County property owners can expect to receive their notices of assessment in the mail soon, as the Harrelson County Board of Assessors announced they had begun mailing those out on May the 24th. Real property notices of assessment are also available on the Harrelson County Tax Assessor's website. Anyone needing to discuss their property's proposed value should contact the assessor's office. The last day to file an appeal is July the 8th, 2024. Buchanan Police reminding drivers on Highway 27 north and south in Harrelson County to use caution as Department of Transportation crews are resurfacing the roadway and will be doing so for an extended period. Earlier this week, police say they responded to a serious crash at the intersection of 27 and Georgia Highway 120. Due to inattentive driving and speed, they say the crash could have been much worse as the intersection was filled with workers and equipment. Police advising drivers to travel at least 10 miles per hour, less than the established speed limit on streets or highways where road crews are working unless notified otherwise by signs approaching a work zone. Carroll County Elections Supervisor Keith West says any registered voters that punched a Republican ballot or nonpartisan ballot in the May 21st general primary and registered voters who did not cast a vote at all during the May 21st election are eligible to vote in the general primary runoff election June the 18th. Every polling place in Carroll County will be open on that date following the Monday through Friday prior, where early voting is available only at the temporary elections office at 997 Noonan Road. All Carroll County ballots will feature the two-man race for U.S. Congress District 3. Candidates Brian Jack and Mike Dugan were the top two vote-getters after May the 21st. However, neither reached the 50% plus one vote requirement to claim outright victory. This race will be determined by the cumulative vote of 15 counties. Registered voters in the county's Commission District 5, which covers portions of southern and eastern Carroll County, will also find the remaining two candidates vying to sit on the Board of Commissioners beginning in 2025. Ben Hicks and Lee Powers collected the most votes out of a seven-man pool earlier this month, but neither met the vote percentage requirement to avoid a runoff election. Approximately 80,000 of Carroll County's 94,000 registered voters did not cast a ballot in the May 21st general primary election. More than 20 teams entering a highly competitive barbecue competition Friday afternoon, part of Raylan's Builders and Barbecue annual cook-off event. Are expected to begin mixing the herbs and spices and slow cooking their meats beginning this evening on the parking deck adjacent to the Raylan corporate headquarters on Dixie Street in Carrollton. Raylan Senior Vice President Trey Jernigan says the community is invited to partake in the offerings on Friday, where every penny of money raised through sponsorships, donations, and admission will benefit Kids Peace in Bowden.
Follow the smoke. Follow the smells. You know? Yeah. So you'll come in. Everything will be gated. I think we'll have a couple of entrances off each side of the deck. You pay. There'll be lots of vendors there as well. People will be providing samples. There'll be ribs, chicken, Boston butt, and brisket.
Admission is $10 per person or $20 per family, and children under 12 are admitted free. Kids Peace board member Jacqueline Johnson grateful that the private charity dedicated to serving the behavioral and mental health needs of children is the beneficiary of this year's Builders and Barbecue fundraiser.
We understand that it takes a village to truly raise our youth. And so at Kids Peace, not only do they receive the residential treatment and therapy that they need, but Kids Peace reaches out to the community and those that love them. We also try, as a board of associates, we try to help encourage, to inspire, and to empower our staff there at Kids Peace to give these young people what they need to become productive citizens in the world.
Last year's Builders and Barbecue event raised around $60,000 for Mighty Hero Homes, a nonprofit that works to eradicate veteran homelessness by providing them with affordable, permanent, and personal homes. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.